in Georgia. I'm Lisa Lacerra, Fox News. This coming after protests near a police training facility outside Atlanta turned violent.
Police detained at least 35 people after they allegedly left a nearby music festival and coordinated the attack. 23 of them are charged with domestic terrorism for their alleged roles in the fiery confrontation that destroyed police vehicles and construction equipment. A majority of the protesters are from outside of Georgia, including two from France and Canada. Various groups from the Stop Cop City movement have protested against the training facility in what they say is an effort to militarize Atlanta police on land that should be preserved for nature.
Fox's Charles Watson. In January, a 26-year-old activist was shot to death by officers during a raid at a protest camp. The White House wants answers after four Americans were abducted in Matamoros, Mexico, Friday.
We will continue to coordinate with Mexico and push them to bring those responsible to justice.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the FBI says the Americans were traveling from Brownsville, Texas into Matamoros when they were kidnapped at gunpoint, reportedly by members of a cartel. Workers at meatpacking plants are suing their employer over what they say is a lack of protection from COVID-19.
A lawsuit's been filed in an Arkansas court accusing Tyson Foods of failing to protect workers during the early days of the pandemic. The suit, filed by 34 Tyson workers, former employees, and family members, say the Arkansas-based company's negligence and disregard for its workers led to emotional distress, illness, and death. They cite the company's knowledge of the seriousness of the virus as it ordered its corporate employees to work remotely and suspended business travel. A congressional report indicates at least 59,000 workers at meat processing plants contracted COVID in 2020 with nearly 270 deaths.
Fox's Rich Dennison. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Officials in New York State say a second person has died after a concert crowd stampede.
Police in Rochester say at least two people have died and several others are injured following a stampede at a Sunday concert headlined by rap artist Glorilla. Folks rushing for the Main Street Armory's exits over false fears of gunfire.
We want to see any photos, videos, or things that you have that might be related to this concert.
Rochester's mayor, Malik Evans, vowing to hold people accountable. Police say while there is no evidence of gunfire, they are investigating crowd size, pepper spray, and other possible causes for the fatal surge. Rapper Glorilla taking to Twitter to share prayers for the victims. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A Republican lawmaker in Florida wants bloggers who write about elected officials to have to register with the state. Republican State Senator Jason Broder says the bloggers would have to file periodic reports with the state if they're paid for posts about the governor, lieutenant governor, cabinet members, or legislative officials. Bloggers would have to disclose who paid them and how much, along with other information such as where the post is located online. The legislation would not apply to content on the website of a newspaper or other similar publication. A major toy maker gets into the publishing business.
Mattel is launching its own publishing imprint in the U.S. and Canada in 2024, focused on its extensive catalog of children's and family entertainment franchises, which include Barbie, Hot Wheels, Fisher-Price, Thomas & Friends, and the recently relaunched Barney, as well as American Girl, which already maintains an extensive publishing program. Mattel's new imprint, which does not yet have a name, will complement those from the toy maker's publishing licenses and will include books and print, electronic, and audio formats, as well as digital content.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.